Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I know. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, Sheeran's coming to town.
The Loop Tour.
Yeah, next summer.
We've seen him do this in a smaller venue, and I'm sure he's done it everywhere, but it is a sight to see.
It's really impressive.
I'd say it's second only to the guy who can do tambourines, drums, harmonica.
Yeah, the one-man band.
Yeah. That guy has okay.
That's impressive.
But Ed can be up there all by himself. He throws a little guitar part. Hits a button, and now that's looping.
Yeah.
And then
you watch him build the song. It's incredible.
He bangs on the top of his acoustic guitar, and now he's got a drum beat.
Yep.
And then he throws the whole song together.
Incredible.
I'm kidding about the guy who can, claps his knees together.
Yeah, that guy's good too, I guess.
I mean, he's all right, but this is really
a couple bucks.
The peak.
It is. And
of
you
it
want
all.
So you want to go to this tour July 25th next summer. I guess actually it's this summer because
it's fall today.
So today, that means that today is 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness.
Yeah, and you can stand an egg on its top, straight up on the equinoxes.
Is that true?
What?
You're just making things.
No, try it today when you get home. Put in an egg and see if it'll stand up. It'll stand up today.
Huh.
Well, that'll be fun.
Okay. You know, remind me.
And then throw it at your neighbor's house.
Yeah. right now, text the word dance, D-A-N-C-E, to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran. You want to go? We got tickets. And we've got them every hour, all day, all 5 days this week. Ed Sheeran, July 25th at Levi's Stadium. That's an enormous venue to be doing the Loop Tour.
It is. That's one of the reasons why I brought it up. That's unbelievable.
Right.
But it's really cool. He's great. And you know what? For those of you who, want to always be cheering for the people that were first, we were first.
We certainly were. We were the first station in America to play him.
Jane found him.
He used to just come hang out at the station. Mm-hmm. We were all like, who's the dork? She's like, oh, he's just this really talented guy. I got some Legos for him to play with.
I never said that, by the way.
Okay. Text the word dance, D-A-N-C-E, to 20357, and you'll be in the running to get tickets for next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is dance. 1 hour from now, there'll be a new code word. Jimmy Kimmel got suspended indefinitely. They're saying Disney is really, they're one of the stories I was reading this morning, and there are 5 million stories about this. Everybody's got their opinion. People are standing up and yelling from the rooftops and none of them are wrong. Freedom of speech. It's incredibly important. Disney considers itself to be between a rock and a hard place because of how divided the country is. And a lot of they're companies I never heard of. This Sinclair Group and this I don't even know what the other one is. I'm sure it's here somewhere.
Well, Nexstar.
What is it?
I think it's Nexstar.
Nexstar.
We've tried to explain it. The government holds the licenses for all broadcast. Mm. It's a reality that radio's been dealing with forever. And as radio has there's only three real big companies that own everything.
Yep.
And so what they've done to themselves is
made it so that it's easy to put a lot of pressure on them.
Right. That's it. So here they are. These all these companies grew so big.
Oh, your merger's off if you don't take care of that one guy.
And now the government realizes it's got everybody by the short hairs.
So suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live may have been the wrong move for them morally and also financially speaking. According to one report, their market value dropped $3.87 billion overnight, or since this all happened. There have been multiple calls over social media to boycott Disney and all its subsidiaries. A lot of stars are lining up for this. They want a boycott on Disney, the Disney Plus app, ABC, ESPN, and Marvel. There's a girl, this woman's name is Tatiana Maslany, and she was on Black, she was the star of Black Orphan, but she's also She-Hulk. And she's like
okay.
yelling about this, and she does, in the Marvel universe, she's She-Hulk, and she does that Disney Plus show.
The Black Orphan, though, she was played like multiple characters.
She did.
She's a really good actress.
I agree.
Okay.
She-Hulk, attorney at law, she's got her own series, and she's supporting this boycott, saying, I will not work for them anymore, which is quite a stand to take for someone who is, incredibly much associated with that company.
While I absolutely understand, and we work for a corporation too, we know that there are other concerns for every company that finds themselves in a situation, but I feel like do the right thing. That's the right move to make. Whether or not it hurts your business, at least be wrong on the right side of things.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. I feel like these guys are ruled by the almighty dollar.
Well,
many of us are.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. I understand they have a board and they have stock
people
and they're trying
to.
But be wrong on the right side of things is you can't go wrong. Even if it gets you fired, you can say, that was not a stand
I wasn't willing to take.
I had to do it that
right.
way.
It just is a bad look. John Oliver, among many others, I wound up watching. So on last Monday, there was no Daily Show with Jon Stewart. If he's going to do a day, that's the day he does. And when I saw that on Tuesday, there was a Daily Show, I knew they had to have, I don't know what they had on the Monday show, but I knew they had to have pulled it. And on Thursday, he did a show he's so brilliant. It was basically the administration approved version of the Daily Show. And they were heaping praise. They made the whole set all like over the top gold and, all the fancy stuff. And they reported on all the news stories and the idiot that guy made of himself over in England. And they're playing the clips going, well, what he meant to say was, and trying to spin the whole thing. And they sang a song to their fearless leader, Trump. It was really funny. John Oliver, who does a show weekly on HBO last week tonight, he went off. So I haven't watched this yet because it's on Sunday nights, I believe. But he says, basically, Bob Iger, you need to tell the Trump administration, F you, make me.
That's what I'm saying is be wrong on the right side
right.
of things.
Be strong. Be brave. Be strong. This is we're watching our rights be eroded.
But. And it sets a terrible precedent for other companies and it empowers someone who might go, oh, look at that. I got what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And only makes the FCC come after more people in more ways and more companies will find themselves going, we don't have a choice.
Right. And you create a situation where you have fewer and fewer choices. Like it's a really scary time to be in broadcast media. And listen, we're small fries. Like we really don't talk about politics. And just watching it happen around us is really, it's really frightening. And there's been pressure for CBS and all its properties too. I don't know about NBC. But certainly this ABC thing is real.
One thing I read, and I don't know if it's true, and you might know better, and you may be working your way towards that, is that Jimmy's trying to save his show. He wants to come back. I thought he was just going to say, I'm finding a new place to do this.
The story that we heard was that he was trying to get out of his
And I'm hearing that's not the case.
Well, he's in talks with them for sure.
Okay.
So, and just visiting your lawyer, who's probably his agent, you know, these agents are lawyers generally. That doesn't, people can draw whatever conclusions they want from that. But I'm sure he is deep in talks with people. It's going to be interesting because I feel like these big owners of stations, the ones that are ABC affiliates that belong to other companies, this Nexstar and Sinclair, they're saying no. They aired a Charlie Kirk special instead of Jimmy Kimmel.
They're saying no, we don't want him back.
We don't want him back.
You know what's, I can see it from Jimmy's side. We're known as talent around here, and I can see you when you have put your whole life into something, which he's done. Mm-hmm. His whole adult life has been building the Jimmy Kimmel Show. You can lose sight of the fact that this is your show, but ABC owns it, and there are other people down the line that have a say in what you do. And I'm sure he's like, yikes.
Right.
I've built this thing. It's been going great. I love it. I love the people I've built it with.
Right.
And I feel that's it. The same about Alice. Like we built this thing. Right. We love it.
We know
adult
how our
lives
feels
are
right.
Invested into this thing. And it's hard to just be like, oh, it's just a business decision. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, what? I feel like I've put more into that than just a business decision. And I could see Jimmy feeling like,
absolutely,
I want to save my show. Everyone that works for me is important to me.
Right. I know it's a very difficult decision. And as I've been thinking about it a lot lately, it makes me realize, you know, in radio, we speak to that more than, I don't really know how many TV station owners there are in the world. But because the monopolies have been, they can own a lot of stations. They can own, like, our in radio companies. I think we can have 5 stations in town. I think they're all in this building. And it feels that way. It's not necessarily a good thing because it's true. The parent company, like, a little bit of pressure from an administration that doesn't seem to have a problem with that, is causing these ripple effects where suddenly you might have nothing to do with it, but you're also getting a talking to about what we're expecting of you. And it's just like, oh, this feels super uncomfortable and like someone is a dictator. But it's because he is a dictator. The View is coming under fire.
The View?
The View, the show Whoopi. The View, Whoopi,
okay,
and friends. They have been silent on the Jimmy Kimmel situation, and they're getting a lot of pushback on that. People are saying, what would Barbara Walters think if she were around to watch The View this week? They should be talking about this. That's Barbara talking, not me, but I did say it. So I guess technically it is me. But The View not commenting on Jimmy Kimmel proves that Trump's winning his war on the press is your headline. That one's out of Variety. You know, they're talking about things, none of which are anybody being in trouble or the First Amendment being under attack. So that's all. We'll say more. But I'm done for now. Unless anybody wants, texters, whatever you want. 800-400-3697.
We've had a few texters who have taken the other side.
I'm sure we have.
That he was fired because of ratings and not that. And one texter texted in, and let me see if I can find it, was that, how is it okay for Trump to be banned from all social media platforms? And everybody was excited about that. But now what's currently going on, freedom of speech is being taken away. Please explain what's the difference. I will, sir. Social media are private companies. Private companies can do whatever they want. This is the government.
Yes.
We have to do what the government says.
Well, clearly, or they'll start yanking licenses. Yeah. Moving on.
I think so.
Okay. Priscilla Presley has a book coming out tomorrow. It is called Softly As I Leave You, Life After Elvis. And in it, she talks about Lisa Marie Presley's marriage to Michael Jackson. So, children, gather around. Michael Jackson, he died, I don't know, a decade ago. And he led a life of troubling mystery and not that mysterious. And then there was Lisa Marie Presley, who was the daughter of Elvis Presley, who was, a gigantic, he died in 1977, but he was a gigantic star and his daughter looked just like him. And so she was sort of famous by association. She did put out some records and stuff.
She waited a while and it wasn't
worth the wait.
Well, she didn't launch a career at that. Right. It wasn't really, I think there were a lot of people who had high hopes she would be the second coming of the king of rock and roll, and she just wasn't.
And Priscilla, in her own right, she was like 13 when Elvis took a shine to her. Like, she was very young, and she, I don't know how old she was when they married. Like, she might have been, I don't know, later teens, but I believe he was into her.
She was 21 when they got married.
Is that so?
According to Google.
I believe you, Google. That actually seems old. Looks like he was interested in her for a very long time. But so she has her own past. And obviously, that's why she's writing this book.
Is this the first book from Priscilla?
I don't know. They've done, there have been movies that she has sanctioned. In fact, wasn't there a movie called Priscilla?
I don't know, but yeah, I'm there actually... Was. There was?
Yeah, with Jacob Elordi. It was a Sofia Coppola movie. It came out last year.
Yeah, I don't know, but I definitely know she's had a lot of surgery, and that's the picture I saw recently. It was one of those where it's far enough away where her... whatever she's done to her cheeks and her mouth have just...
Yeah.
It's almost Jokered her.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's such a bummer. But then again, I don't know. How old is Priscilla Presley?
She's got to be pretty old at this point. Let's guess. Who's looking it up?
I'll look it up.
Right. I would be shocked to find out, though, that this is the first book.
It's not. I think the Priscilla movie was loosely based on her book from 1985, Elvis and Me.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So she just went back to the well.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody needs a little cash infusion. Right. Didn't she get in a big fight with Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley Keough, over the legacy?
A fortune. Mm. Yes.
Graceland.
Oh, yeah. And then someone tried to steal Graceland, like saying that they owned, they were trying to auction it off.
81.
Oh, is that what your guess?
Yes.
I'll say 80.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, it's 80?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry,
I almost went 82.
You both looked. Okay.
I almost went above you.
I meant to say 80.
Well, she doesn't look that old.
You win, Maddie. No,
she does,
the wrinkles are not there.
She's rich old.
Yeah.
Not poor old. Every time Michael Jackson, this is a story about her daughter, Lisa Marie Jackson, and Michael Jackson, big pop star, the prince of pop. Michael Jackson would get close to a female. Like, I think he was sort of dating Brooke Shields. Remember that? Like, back in the olden days.
That's before the surgeries. Like, he was still very young and not quite.
Yeah, I think they were both young and they just hung out. But
he wasn't warped at that point, or wasn't visibly
warped. Wasn't visibly
warped at that point.
But whenever he got close to a female, people wondered if he was legitimately interested or just pretending. And that includes when he married Lisa Marie Presley. What year did he marry Lisa Marie Presley?
I will say 85.
86.
84.
94.
Oh.
Which I was actually thinking maybe you could look that up because sometimes there's misprints and stuff. People use AI.
No, that probably times out right. It was MTV was at its peak. Because didn't they do their
no,
first...
No, 94 is what I'm saying. I thought 84 was when MTV was peaking. No?
No, it was 94 for sure.
Oh, it was.
But it was still huge at that point. And they went out on stage and had that kiss. Remember the kiss?
Right. It was at the Video Music Awards. And that was the kiss where we talked about him like eating her face. Like, I remember thinking that seemed a little over the top.
Well, that's...
And not like there was any kind of chemistry between the two of them. In Priscilla Presley's upcoming memoir, she reveals that she asked her daughter, did you guys do it? Are you doing it? Because like the rest of us, she apparently wasn't sure. Lisa Marie said yes. So, okay.
I don't know if you remember, but when I was on the show the first time, we had Lisa Marie in the studio. And the two things I remember, one, she was gorgeous. But the second one, we asked her about Michael, and she said, yeah, he was like normal at home. He drank beer and watched TV.
Yeah.
Like he was, yeah, completely like a normal dude.
Get out!
Yeah.
And you believed her.
I didn't believe her.
I did.
I do remember that. Was she promoting a record or something?
She was promoting her, yeah, it was a record, I think.
She must have been torn around. Yeah. And that's funny.
But she seemed very open and honest, so I took her to work.
Okay.
Oh, MJ sitting on the couch drinking.
I hope that's true.
In his underpants.
I hope that's the case. Like the constant PR management that guy was involved in, it makes it hard to believe anything at all.
I agree.
Meanwhile, what I want to add while you're sitting here listening to this about Michael Jackson, especially if you weren't there, such a talented dude. Like, I get it. You can... All the rumors and all the PR management.
I'm with you.
And the face surgeries and that. What a talented, incredibly talented. And when you talk to people who worked with him, they're like, that guy was a friggin' genius with music.
Mm-hmm.
In every other way, he was absolutely warped.
There are still records of his that I just go, hate the artist, not the art, and put them on and dance my ass off. Anyway, in Priscilla Presley's upcoming memoir, she said, did you have relations with him? And Lisa Marie said yes, but Priscilla still didn't approve of the marriage. She said she was appalled by it. She felt that Michael wasn't marrying Lisa Marie. He was marrying the Presley dynasty. And she didn't like that.
Well, right.
She says, Michael was a manipulative man, and I think he had his sights set on her long before she realized it. The childlike innocence he projected was part of his public mask. She says when Lisa Marie filed for divorce 2 years later in 1996, she said, I could practically hear Elvis sigh with relief. Anyway, Priscilla's
thank
book.
You, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for the divorce. So, Softly As I Leave You, Life After Elvis drops tomorrow. That's Priscilla Presley. And I want to leave you with this. I'm a huge Twilight fan. I have read all the books multiple times. I've watched all the movies multiple times. Stephanie Meyer is the author. And she says, I see no end to this. She says she's got two more books in the works.
Of the Twilight series.
Of the Twilight series. Which is, she says, you know, I've got stories outlined. I don't know if we'll get to everything, but I definitely do have two. She says she's planning two more, so that'd be great. They did have a kid. That kid could grow up and we could find out, you know, the adventures of Renesmee. That was a kid's name. It was a combination of Renee and Esme, her mother's.
Look at the smile on your face. You love it.
I love it. I love it. It's been over 20 years since the first Twilight book came out. So anyway, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great.
All right.
I also heard that they're going to be re-releasing the films this fall in theaters. I don't know if it's going to be theaters near us, but maybe we should go to one.
Is it an anniversary of sorts?
I don't know. It's a money grab.
Well, why not, right? They do that from time to time, but usually it's on like the, you know, the 20th or the 25th anniversary or something.
I don't think it's been long
enough
for that.
But sometimes people do like to just revisit those things and like, oh my God, that's in theaters.
Guess what year Twilight came out, the movie?
The movie?
Yeah, what year?
2010.
Oh, I think.
Way earlier.
I say 2001.
2002.
That's actually Bob with the point. It was 2008.
Oh my God. What?
Yes.
That's when the first Twilight came out?
Movie was 08?
Yes.
Actually, I just even read it in this thing that it was that only 20 years ago the first book came out. So that makes perfect sense. Well, it makes a lot more sense. That is almost 20 years ago. 2008. I know it feels like really not that long ago. That's incredible.
Hashtag Team Edward.
Oh, yeah. Team Edward all the way. You know, Stephanie Myers was saying she was sort of Team Jacob in her own mind, but she knew that they had to be together. Like, what?
Never wanted Jacob.
Not Jacob, please. All right, Vinny, what's coming
up? That guy went away, didn't he?
He really did.
Like, he's got a podcast with his wife.
Oh, I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. It's cute.
All right.
Everybody got a podcast.
Yeah. A new rule in Connecticut's going to be a problem if you love your cousin.
Oh, that's too bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. And 6 a.m. Thursday, join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Sneakers, starring Robert Redford and set here in San Francisco. Get yourself caught up on that one and join us Thursday. Be ready to let us know what you think of Sneakers on Bob's Movie Club.
If I could, real quick, I just want to say, like, seeing, what was it called, The Lost Boys, having not seen that, I should say, my whole life, and then having a reason to see it was really cool. And now I'm like, I live right there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff that I go, how did I not know that that was, you know, in film? Anyway, it's really cool. So I look forward to seeing Sneakers and what parts of our fine city make the
right.
cut.
That'll be fun to see, even because it's over 30 years old. And when we watched Time After Time, which was set in the 70s, it was really fun to see San Francisco.
All over this place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, blue skies overhead. We had a very warm weekend, as I'm sure you already know. It continues. Highs today in the upper 80s, highs tomorrow into the 90s.
Oh boy.
And then we come back down.
All right.
They're also mentioning that we have a chance for rain later this week as well. So we're really going to come back down.
Keep your eye on the apps.
There was an earthquake this morning, a 4.3 centered in the Berkeley area. I felt it at 2:55 in Santa Cruz.
Right.
So if you felt a rumbler in the middle of the night or just woke up at 2:55, what was that?
It was pretty crazy.
It was an earthquake.
Yeah.
The 49ers won over the weekend, which has us now at 3-0. Let's go, Mac Attack.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep it rolling.
And on Monday Night Football tonight, Detroit at Baltimore, 5:15 game time. I just had one of those moments. Oh. I want to mention this real quick for the building. You know when you go into the bathroom and then you fully wash your hands and you fully dry your hands, except there's just a little bit of water like on your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there you see a coworker and you're like, hey, high five. Oh, I just splatted the guy. Dang it.
And touched their filthy hand.
I had water on my hand. What I'm saying, though, is he probably went, oh, gross. What was on that guy's hand?
And I wonder if all my germs went onto his wet hand, sucked on there by the water he had on his hand.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I always feel like I have to tell people, I just washed my hand.
Yes.
I did not.
I just washed my hands and I have to touch someone's hand.
Well, I understand what you're saying, too, but I just felt like, oh, God, I'm so creepy. I just fully wet-handed the guy. Ah! Sorry, Joe.
Which Joe was it?
It doesn't matter. I just am sorry.
The Joe show.
I just didn't mean to. I didn't want to do that. But I didn't want to leave you hanging, and now I'm the guy who wet-handed you.
Jake, smack my elbow. High elbow.
Okay. If you live in Connecticut and you want to marry your first cousin, you've got about 1 week before it becomes illegal.
Oh, you're telling me right now it's legal? Jesus.
They're about to ban first cousin marriage.
Well, they should ban second cousin marriage, too.
For the record, in over 15 other states, including Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Vermont, you can still marry your first cousin.
Oh, my God.
Hello, New England. Snap out of it. What are you thinking?
I know. That's just nuts.
This person in the story says, different strokes for different folks, but it will mess up your DNA a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to really cross it.
Bit of an inbreeding situation there.
You're mixing wires that probably shouldn't mix. But, you know, hurry. It's still legal in Connecticut for another week. And
that's really surprising.
You know what? Just go into Massachusetts and get married. Or Rhode Island. Or Vermont.
Sure.
It's
or
all fine.
Places where you...
California.
Get out of here!
No. You can marry your first cousin in California?
That's what I'm reading. Yeah.
You know, I really did think that you had to be at least third cousins to get married.
I mean, that's a good idea. If you don't want to have...
I mean, they do say we're all related. But I just feel like, you know, keep the gene pool as wide open as possible.
And I'm proud to say one state that's not on this list.
No.
West Virginia.
Well, you know what? I bet the places where it's not legal is where it was an actual thing people were doing. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Right. It wasn't a problem. So they didn't feel like they needed to address it. Other places, they were like, for the love of God.
Please stop.
We have to make it illegal. Oh, that is stunning.
Do you know anybody? Never mind.
What?
Do you know anybody where that was a thing when you were growing up where you were like, oh my God.
They're so inbred.
The neighbors.
Yeah. Some of the holler people that came to school for the first fourth grade. Yeah.
Why only till fourth grade?
Very close.
That was the only required amount of
schooling? That was the required amount of schooling.
You could leave school after fourth grade?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they would?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't see them again. They'd go back to the holler and just...
Hunker down in the holler.
Families all stay in the same place, and somehow they keep having children, so you do the math.
It's National Ice Cream Cone Day, everyone.
That's great. Yeah. I'm so excited about that.
We can all agree on that.
Do you like an ice cream cone?
I do, so much more than first cousin marriage.
I usually will take it in a cup myself, and I realize that's littering, and it's not...
You're not throwing it on the ground, are you?
But I'm not really. No, I just mean, you know, you're generating,
you're generating trash.
It's, you know, no, you're right. It's not littering. It's just trash. It's, you know.
Right. Extra paper.
And I told you the story on a date where this lady's like, well, a cup. I went, yeah, a cup. I'm not going to sit here and lick while I'm on a first date with you. No, I'm not doing that.
No, you might want to.
That was the problem.
That.
Yeah.
You don't think we'd be into it, huh? I can tell you there's a very famous scene in the first season of Bridgerton where I was like, yeah, lick that ice cream, baby. It was a spoon, actually. But
yeah, it was a spoon. It wasn't ice cream. It wasn't.
It didn't matter. I liked seeing the tongue.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right. Yeah.
I think that was the attraction. I'm not sure.
No, I was just trying to chat some lady up and I felt like this is not really where I was trying to be.
Mm.
I like a cone because I like sprinkles, and they're just not, they don't hit the same way in a cup.
What are you, seven?
What? Heart, I guess.
Woody.
Rainbow.
Like to me,
when I get
sprinkles on a cone, I feel like I eat them all first, which I don't, that's why I would like them in a cup, but I would never get them on a.
But the texture when you take a bite of sprinkles is nothing like when they just lay right on your tongue.
Hmm. Okay. You know what? Right. That's that. We're all individuals with the individual things we like.
Today
if it's
is
a spoon and a cup for you. Then that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm not saying I would not eat an ice cream cone. I just on that particular situation where I've taken a lady on a date, I didn't want to be
licking.
I was trying to talk to her and didn't feel like that was the best move for me. And also running down your hand and now you're sticky. Ah!
But you can show a little skill.
Yeah.
You know what? I know what you're saying and I get what you're saying as well. And I feel like maybe a first date wasn't the best time to advertise my ability to lick things.
Mm. You know, and I disagree with myself because now as I'm picturing it, now I can't stop thinking about the Duke. And, you know, it was a spoon. And I'm thinking maybe you could have, you know, been twirling that spoon in your mouth and been just as effective as you were would have been if you were licking an ice cream cone.
A poll of 6,500 American adults say they like their ice cream served in a waffle cone.
Oh, I don't want a waffle cone.
Why?
They love them.
The big waffle cones or just the little, like, what's it called? The one sugar that has cone. Like a sugar cone.
A sugar cone came in second with like half of the votes as a waffle cone. And something called
like
a cake
waffle
cone.
Is too big.
What's an extra
cone?
Treat?
I think the cake cone is like a soft serve cone, right?
The one you get that's like air yeah. And
it's crispy.
Yeah. It's the short guy.
The short guy.
Yeah.
The short flat guy.
That's
I hate those things. You like those?
I like them for soft serve, yeah. Because the soft serve fills up all the little compartments down the bottom.
Perfectly
like
designed.
Yeah.
A third of people, though, will pass the cone up entirely and go for a cup.
Mm.
They can't handle it.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Yeah. Well, some people do eat a lot slower than other people, and they will have like an arm full of
yeah,
ice
I was
cream
I was like in this case, I really wanted to do this girl, mm-hmm. and I wasn't interested in like, I just wanted to hang and talk and see if we were going to click and if right. that was going to happen. She was great looking, so I was certainly interested.
Yeah, right up until she gave you crap at the Ben and Jerry's for getting a cup.
She did.
Yeah,
that's true.
In fact, he even goes, like the person behind the counter was like, "What do I do?" You're like, "A cup."
She goes, "You're going to get a cup?" Trash. And the guy stops like,
"What do I do?"
Looking at me. And I'm like, "No, in a cup. That's my order. She can order what she wants."
Yeah. And that was it.
No, it wasn't
like,
it.
Get in
actually,
the car. I'm driving you home right now.
Was
don't
that
drink
the end?
Stupid ice cream.
It wasn't the end. In fact, it was very small aside to the time we knew each other. But
it was pretty close to the end, though.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't.
It wasn't a good fit.
It wasn't a good fit. Exactly right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
The states that have the worst roads.
Oh.
Now, I feel like, and I know that this, because we live here, there is no end to the road construction ever.
I know. It's
if
so
you
true.
Get one space back where they suddenly are finished, another vein that you use regularly will be ruined right after that.
Right.
And weirdly, where I live, they've shut this one bridge down and the businesses around it, because it was a throughway.
Right?
The businesses around it are going out of business.
Oh.
And they've had to put up signs around it saying, those shops that you can't go near because of the road closure are still open. Please go there.
We can't, though.
Right. We can't get there. These things are real problems. And yet, California, with all its road construction, still comes out on the list of having some... the states with the worst road is Rhode Island.
Oh. You know, I was going to say, I bet you it's places that have hardcore winter because the winter
California's
is really
on
rough.
The list, though.
That's surprising.
It's not.
Because it's not that. It is surprising to me because they are always doing road construction. So I feel like they've got that kind of going. But you do hear people bitching about like potholes and, you know.
Anyway, Rhode Island's the worst. Hawaii came in second.
Oh, really?
Followed by New Mexico, Connecticut, Mississippi, Washington, Maryland, California, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma. And I realize, like, Caltrans is at it all the time.
Yeah.
And yet, on the list of the worst roads. That said, we are also one of the places where people will take a road trip. Highway 1 is one of the all-time, whether you call it PCH, Highway 1, whatever you want to call it, that's a road trip road.
Yes.
It's built for that.
And it's really not built for road construction either. Like, it's, you know, it's difficult. And when they close it down, they are cutting off businesses and where people live.
Exactly.
So it's hard to maintain it. And a lot of times, it's always the scariest when it's one of those windy coastal side of the mountain roads and it's a sheer cliff and then the guardrail falls down the cliff and you're like, oh no, that seems bad.
You know, it's really surprising or how, because I surf the coast all the time and there's a lot of cliff ledges that are sheer.
Yeah.
And I will walk up to them and in an effort as I'm, you know, checking surf to just get a look down at it and be like, ooh,
that pee-pee feeling.
And there's no guardrail at all. Like a car, you know, busy texting would just be in the ocean.
Yeah. Well, people do crash off.
I know.
Like that is.
Yes, I'm aware. TikTok wants you to know that if you've been outraging so hard.
Yeah.
And you really are hung the next day. The best new hangover cure is an ice bath. You know, everybody's into the polar plunge, the ice bath, the cold plunges, you see.
So we fill up our tub with ice water then dump all your ice into it.
I think that as someone who jumps in the ocean regularly, I do realize you can get invigorated and it's a really...
Well, and you're in a wetsuit, so that's at least you've got some protection. You still feel the cold, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And yet, I remember being hung. There is no, you know what the cure for the hangover is? Don't drink so much.
Yeah.
Or what Sarah does, take how many Advils?
As many as I can eat before I pass out. Some people take them for anxiety. Some people take them because, I just felt a little twinge. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right. The cure for hangover is don't get one.
Don't get ripped.
Right. People say hair of the dog too. I've never found that to be.
Have you tried it though?
Sure. Yeah.
We used to do that as boys, as young boys in our 20s.
But I don't want to drink all day. And I actually feel like that's what happens. People do hair of the dog and then they start to feel crappy again. So they'll take more drinks. And
in the end, you're wrecked. You will pay. There's no getting rid of that wrecked feeling until you sit it out.
Right. Eat a big greasy breakfast.
Oh, that's the cure.
Gives you something to yak up.
No. Oh, what's coming up? Sorry. 800-400-3697 is our text number.
Let's see here. It's funny. When I go on a date with a woman, she always insists on going out to get dessert. We would get ice cream. I wonder why.
Do you think that girls, I know you were, you know, joking, but do you really want to watch someone lick?
I don't really think I've thought about it. I don't think that other than, you know, now, as I'm thinking about going back and rewatching Bridgerton.
Bob?
I think she just wants ice cream. We need a sweet treat.
I know. I do love to go for ice cream.
And a counterpoint.
Feels special.
LOL from the 510. I don't eat bananas or ice cream cones in public any longer. Too many people have said things like, wow, that looks good, and you look like you're enjoying that. Mostly men. Jessica from San Mateo.
Thank you, Jessica.
The bear.
Take the bear.
Yeah, there's a famous picture of Sarah eating a whole banana at once, and she never ate a banana around us again.
No, it's because we had cameras in the studio, and somebody took a still as I was taking a bite off the banana.
408 says, cup with a cone on top. We call that a party hat.
Oh, that's cute.
That's like good. That. And then we got quite a few of these, Sarah. And we did talk about cousins, so I'm sure this won't shock you. From the 510. And just think, Sarah could have ultimately married Tucker after making out with him. Brian from Sacramento.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you. It's good to know. I'm going to call him later today and just let him know it's still legal in our home state.
Shoof!
Woo! If I had only known when I was a kid, boy, I really would have, things would have turned out different for me.
I wasn't around cousins like you were, so I don't have any of those stories to tell. Whether
they were like siblings, Vin. They weren't like, it would have been like dating or marrying your brother. which apparently is not something that people don't do.
What?
I have to admit.
In the holler.
My grandmother on the stout side.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God.
So my dad is my stepdad, but he is my father. He adopted me and, you know, he has raised me. But
and this is Mario.
This is the guy who's still living.
No, this is Pops. This is Skippy.
Skippy. Mario was your
Luigi.
Luigi.
It was one of those brothers. Luigi's no longer with us. He's my natural father.
Okay.
But
there was a
dad.
Point in my 20s where my grandmother suggested that I might want to go out with my first cousin on, you know, even because we were step cousins, but I'm still like thought that was really creepy and like, no, that's my cousin. I'm not going to go out.
Were
with
you
her.
Close enough that she felt like family? Or
I mean,
because if she's your step cousin, that is actually okay.
I know, but it's still weird, though.
Grandma knew you were a lock.
But like, grandma thought that we were a good
fit.
Match, a good fit. We'd be a good fit. In her Pennsylvania Dutch accent,
Dutch,
Dutch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
well,
too will be good.
I thought you were going to say that your grandmother had married her first cousin
or her brother.
I was going to be like, okay. That explains everything.
Oh.
I don't know what they did in Europe.
Adoptive.
I will say everybody in my hometown in Italy looks the same, so who knows?
You've been to your hometown in Italy?
No, my family goes, though, so I see lots of pictures of
what is your hometown in Italy?
Feltri.
Feltri?
Feltri. It's in northern Italy. It's in the mountains.
Feltri. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Everybody's named Luigi or Tilio.
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 My parents went to, we're Sicilian, and my parents went there, and they said it was the most amazing experience. We couldn't really speak to them. There was one boy, and I was like, you went and met people that are in name our family, but you've never seen them or corresponded with them in any way, shape, or form, and then you sat down and had dinner with them. Mm. And they were like, yeah, it was fun. We enjoyed it. And I thought I would never...
Oh.
Would you?
I haven't really, but I know a lot of people who've done that, like met, you know, been in touch with somebody from another country or that was a distant relative, and then like a bunch of the family comes over and
very
that happened
surprising.
To John's family, like, and they all looked like them.
Yeah, I think that-
I've seen the pictures of like the family all gathered together, and I was just like, oh.
There was a young man that was an interpreter because he spoke.
Oh, wow.
And so he was the go-between.
Oh, well, that works then.
Does it?
It's cool. I've always said to John, because he's his family's from County Cork, part of his family on his dad's side.
In Ireland.
And apparently some of the family has gone over there and met those people. And I was like, well, we should go there. He's like, I don't want to.
I'm with him.
Well, I'm not going to do it if you're not going to go.
I look so much like a cousin that died that when
Jesus.
My sister got married, family from Italy came over, and a woman just runs up and grabs my face and starts saying his name. And it was like, yeah,
Tilio,
it was really
Tilio.
Weird. It was a, he was a Tilio, actually. And then, no.
A Tilio.
And they're all
a Tilio.
Like, he's a spinning image.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Ed Sheeran tickets, and Matthew McConaughey is going to save your marriage, supposedly.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.